Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to, I always laugh when I do this. Welcome back to the Not So Silent Podcast. First of all, I'm so tired today. My eyes are watering because of the lights in here. I'm not wearing any makeup. I don't want to hear anything about anything. But anyways, I wanted to introduce my guest today, Sarah.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're just going to jump right into it.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Tell me all the deets about you. Like your little, like when people are like, okay, tell me who you are. Like tell me your name, your age, how you started content, what you were doing before content, all that jazz.
Damn. Well, Sarah, my first name and last name is a man, but I feel like a lot of people don't know my name is Sarah because on my page, it's spelled S-H-A-R-A.
Yeah.
So it is Sarah. It's not Shara, but I do respond to Shara. So everyone that does call me that.
Yeah.
I'm 29, turning 30. So this is my big 30.
Big year.
My big year.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like in terms of like me, it's just, I don't know. I love anything to do with like content. I feel like I started content creation like a couple years ago. So like pre-COVID, I always took photos and I always loved everything about like fashion and taking like photos and videos and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I started a while ago, like, and it's been a minute. Like it's been like what? It's 2025. It's been like what? 6 years now? Since I've been doing it. Six? Is that 6 years? Yeah.
I think.
It's been like 6 years. So
I'm not good with math, but yeah. Same. I'll believe whatever you say.
You know, same. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. Honestly, love it. And yeah, I think that's a little bit about me. I mean, like I wasn't born here. I was actually born in Bangladesh. So a lot of people don't know
I'm Bengali.
Okay. And my parents are Muslim, but obviously I don't follow their religion.
Mm-hmm.
But because I guess I don't really talk about my culture or anything and like on my pages, but yeah, I'm Bengali. I was born there and then I came to Canada. So
English, when did you come to Canada?
When did I come to Canada?
Yeah.
I was pretty young, like I'd say. Okay. Like
with your family?
Yeah. I was pretty young, like less than 2 years old.
Okay.
So I was like raised in Toronto the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
But English is still my second language
because
I speak like fluent, but I actually speak like five different languages. It's like Hindi, Urdu, all that. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I can't use it. I feel like from what I do, like the only time I use it is like at home, but like everything else, if it was like French, that would have been like,
oh yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I have an older sister who I do post every now and then, but I try really hard not to show too much of my family, but I am the youngest sister of just one. She's like 8 years older than me. So she's like my second mom, pretty much.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much about it.
Love.
Yeah.
What were you doing before content? Or did you just...
Actually, I did like a whole thing. Okay. I was in retail for like a lot, like a long time, like probably like 7 years I worked in retail. So like straight out of like university. Or actually during university, I was working retail and then I just did full time that whole for like the next couple of years.
What store?
A bunch. I was one of those like
you're just moving
like,
around.
I was moving. I was always trying to get like the next position.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at like Throwback Vince Camuto, if you guys remember that.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. What is that?
Honestly, they had the best shoes. Like they were so comfortable. It was a shoe store. I did a lot of like shoe stores. I went from like Capizio, Throwback at Baby Village. Like all these stores do not exist anymore. And it's so sad because I like grew up.
That's where you started.
Yeah. It's like, they don't even exist. Yeah. Capizio, Vince Camuto, Danier Leather. Like none of these.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know what the fuck these stores
exist anymore.
Yeah.
But that's just like the millennial in me. But what else did I work? From there, I kind of went like a bit more on the luxury side and I did Stuart Weitzman. On Bloor, they don't have that store there anymore. There's clearly a pattern everywhere I worked. And it's just like, as soon as I left, the store just like, just disappeared.
Sign,
so I was like, did I leave at the right time? I think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Stuart for like a while. And then I met like some of my really good friends that I still talk to till this day.
Mm.
And yeah, from there I went to Gucci, which was like my big break. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed at Gucci for a while, and then I quit Gucci and started sort of content creation from them, because that's when COVID happened. And I did work in marketing for like a hot second for like a year and a half. I worked at Dermalogica. I don't think a lot of people know that. Mm. I was actually their TikTok like manager. So I started their TikTok page.
Really?
So if you go like to the Dermalogica Canada TikTok page, like all the way to the bottom, mm-hmm. and like the first like 300 videos, it's like all,
that's you.
It's all me, because I was there for like, I started the TikTok page, and then, mm-hmm. so I did like, it was like when TikTok was just like popping off. So mm-hmm. then I really like went all for it and like started that like brand TikTok page. And then I was working with like all these influencers. And then I realized while I was doing that, I was also doing thing like my page on the side, and mm-hmm. my page was kind of blowing up at the same time. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do this full time and see where it goes. Mm-hmm. And here we are, present day, 2025, like doing it full time and loving it. It's a small but big industry here mm-hmm. in Canada. So I feel like,
especially Toronto, where we live. Yeah.
And it, in Toronto, there's a bajillion in one of us. Yeah. Like it's, there's, and so it's, many. There's so many of us. So I feel like, if you get on the good side of certain like marketing agencies, like you're set. And I feel like because I started like networking and going to all these events, like in the past, like 3 years or so, and I like kind of like introduced myself and did what I had to do, because I knew at the end of the day, like this is what I wanted to do full time. Now it's like, I'm capable of doing this full time all by myself. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like I
and they know you
and they know now me, they know you know me. And like, I mean, obviously there's still agencies and everything that I probably don't know, mm-hmm. but like at the end of the day, like the ones that I do know, I have a good relationship with them, and hopefully they, you know, they like me and I like them. And I feel like I don't know. I love doing it full time. Like I love doing it by myself full time. Yeah. I know a lot of people may not have like time to do that, and that's all for them. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm also like super OCD. So it's like, I know
you how like everything done yourself and the way you do things. Yes, and
I'm such a control freak. It's so type A. Mm-hmm. But like, if I can get it all done by myself, like it's just easier. It's just way easier.
What the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to let you know I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available. Guys, I made a limited quantity of these sweaters. There are not a lot of them. If I ever see someone like, I feel like outside wearing these sweaters, I will literally kiss you. Like that is crazy to me. Link in the description. And I love you guys. Bye. Being vulnerable was hard for me, but like, I remember like my management team, they're like, you have to share all of you, because again, like people want you to be real and people want to be able to relate to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but like, what if no one's going to relate to like this certain thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, just post it. And I did. And I received backlash. I'm like, I remember the first thing I think I posted was like me going through like mental health stuff of like not wanting to go to influencer events because like I'm not feeling myself.
Yes,
to like show up and be happy when I don't fucking want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And everyone's like, how can you like be like this? Like you're an influencer. You have the dream life. Like, how dare you? And I'm like, I can't fucking feel a certain way because I get free shit.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I can't fucking go through stuff.
Yeah. No. That's quite literally like, I mean,
it's frustrating.
It's just frustrating. Yeah. Like, I feel like if I were to like be definitely more vulnerable online, I feel like I obviously would get backlash in that sense, because people are going to be like, what do you mean? You just posted.
You have nothing to worry about. Like, your life is perfect. Yeah,
you just posted this thing. Like, what? Yeah. You just like, didn't you just go here? Didn't you just get this? And I'm just like, okay, that's a whole, it's just, those are the people that don't understand social media. Because I feel like it's a lot more on TikTok. I feel like people with opinions. I don't get that much on Instagram.
You don't. That's interesting.
But the most I do get is like every time I do post something in terms of like, that's why I stopped posting a lot of stuff that has to do with my culture. Mm. Because I used to get a lot of backlash about it, because people would not.
Saying what?
People didn't think like in terms of like I'm Bengali and like my parents are Muslim, and like my parents and I, like I celebrate with them, but we celebrate Eid. And so I remember like, I'd say like three, four years ago, I posted like a story or something about like me celebrating Eid with like my parents and stuff like that. And then I just got so much hate because like they didn't think like I deserved to celebrate Eid because I don't like talk about my culture or my religion or anything. And I'm just like, bruh, that's just because I'm as private, yeah. But like, it's like,
yeah.
What?
No, you and can't then, win with social media.
Oh, yeah. And then I got this when I first started posting my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's Chinese. I'm brown, obviously. We're interracial. And so
I'm sure I remember people when have I first, so much to fucking say.
Yeah,
about
when
that.
I first posted him, and this was like years ago. So yeah. This was
how
like,
long have you guys been together? A long time, right?
Yeah, we actually just celebrated our 11 years yesterday.
I'm gonna cry right now. Congrats.
Thank you. It was our anniversary yesterday.
Aww.
And then I was like, bye.
Yeah.
literally. But yeah, when I first posted him, I got a lot of like at that moment, because
I love to share my like big moments, and I feel like that's a huge fucking moment. 11 years with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, do you, would you want to, or you're just like, I can't even fucking like, I don't know, I don't want to hear it because it's gonna affect me.
Yeah,
type of thing.
I think like, but that's also like another topic because I feel like if I were to like post that like, oh, it's a like I would have posted yesterday, but I think I just wanted to like be in the moment and just like celebrate with him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I already know. A bunch of people would have been like, oh my God, you're
they're
celebrating 11 years and you guys are still dating and
yeah.
He's not your fiance. And I'm going to be like,
oh. It's just annoying. Yeah.
It's like, there's always something to it. And I'm such a like pro positive person or like, just don't say what comes at the top of your head.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't like, obviously there are blunt people and that's fine. But then like, maybe like, I just hate when someone's just like right away, like, oh, but
yeah.
And then they like say something like negative in terms of like, oh my God, you guys have been dating for 11 years. Was the ring, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I already know that's going to happen. Cause that's happened in terms of like when I posted him before for our 10 years, I posted and people were like, oh my
people
God,
were saying that
10 years, like, girl, like, is he not going to, and I'm just like, bro, let us be.
Yeah.
Cause we started dating so young. Like I was
and
18.
Even if you guys keep dating for 20 years, it's no one's business why you're not engaged yet. It's no one's business why you're not fucking married yet. Like everyone has their own path and journey and
literally,
timeline.
Literally. And then it doesn't also make me feel any better. Cause I'm just
of
like,
course.
I mean like, obviously.
Or maybe they're right. Cause I'm like that too. Like when people say comments about me, I'm like, you know what? Maybe you're right. But no, you're not
exactly,
fucking right.
Exactly. Like, know? I don't want to like change my mind and like literally go back to him and be like, hey,
yeah,
like someone on my page said like ring and like, and then we start an argument, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let today be and just do my thing.
Yeah.
And like, that's what we did. And I honestly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much better.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about anything. And I didn't even look at my phone all day yesterday. It was great.
That's so good.
It was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like, sorry, I know like we're supposed to be answering. Am I doing okay? Yeah. On questions? Okay. But going off of that, like, how do you, because I have issues with this, and I know we talked about it when we met for coffee the other day.
Yeah.
The other day, like what, fucking 2 months ago maybe? How do you like make, I suck at fucking answering questions, guys, but like, how do you fucking.
Questioning questions.
I'm questioning the questions. But I always have trouble like putting my fucking phone away because this is my job.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I have to always be on the go. I always have to be recording like, oh, something cute. I need to post that to my story. Like, how do you just not fucking do that? And like, okay, I want to spend this moment or I want to be in the present, but like also this is my job. So how do I fucking like set that boundary within yourself type of thing?
Honestly, I feel like I started that. Like I used to be like that where like, I would always have my phone camera ready, like ready to go, like video, photo, anything. Like, I think that was just like, when I first started, I was like so eager to like really produce content all the time. So like I was always down to like take photos and videos anywhere.
There is this one, where was it? Were you at the Ardell event?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was at that event? I like went up to like this like crew and I was like, hey, and like this one girl turned around and she was like she didn't know me. And I'm like, girl, what is happening? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But it's just like things like that. And I'm like, I don't know, like,
ugh,
what
or
is happening.
If they've like met you 500 times and they're like, oh my God, hi, and your name is. And then you just want to be like,
oh my gosh.
And I
don't
just,
even fucking get me started.
And you just kind of want to be like,
bitch, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah. Like,
like that's what I want to say.
You've met me thousands of times, but okay.
Yeah.
My name is.
What's your name again? Or like, I forgot. Like, what was your name again?
Oh my or God. Like,
get
they
the fuck out
they
of
introduce
here.
Themselves again to you. And you're like,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Bye.
Honestly, and like, And like that may, like, I would never do that to someone.
No.
But then like, if I have forgotten your name, mm-hmm. but I feel, but you said you've met me, I'm going to be like, I'm so sorry. What was your name again?
No, 100%.
You
know
what I mean? Like, cause like you do forget.
Yeah.
Like it's like, sure. You're meeting 1,001 people at these events, right? Yeah. Like it's hard to keep up with like, and like, I don't have like a photographic memory.
Me either.
Like,
my memory sucked. I did not expect, like, I don't know what I was expecting. Being a content creator in this influencer role or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You've obviously been in it way longer. So you're kind of used to this. All this type
I
of
mean,
stuff.
It still surprises me every now and then. I'm not gonna lie. Some people really do surprise me. Yeah. And like their actions and the way they,
because it's fucked. And I'm like, I could never, like, I feel like with both of us, it's like we could never act like that. Like it's not in us to act like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I think that's what surprises us even more. It's like, why the fuck are you acting like that?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think like
we're both doing the same thing. Literally. I'm not competing against you. You're not competing against
literally,
me.
Literally, we're not. This is not.
This is not who's better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'll support you. You support, like, that's right. Just how it works. Right. But, like, I don't know. It's
very competitive.
Very competitive.
Very competitive.
Industry. And, like,
people will snake you.
Literally.
Spill the tea, sister.
Literally. There's too much.
Yeah.
There's too much tea. I mean, I feel like, which is so funny to say, because I think a lot, like, you know how you're saying, like, oh, it's not like us to, like, you know, do all, like, I guess to like, you know, like say what comes in your mind or whatever, or like act the way that all these other creators that we've witnessed do. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like people's perspective of me is that I would do that because of like, I guess, cause I don't share on my page and stuff like that. And I don't really show my personality and stuff like that. And so maybe they just automatically assume like, oh, Sarah, like aesthetic freaking looks like she's some rich bitch. And like, cause I walk into a room and like, it's like a very, I have a pretty bad aura. I was going to say resting bitch face, but I mean, I'll take aura.
That too. Yeah.
But
I feel like we all do though.
Yeah. But it's a pretty like, but it's like, I can't help myself. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, yeah. But also the scorpion me, like, I don't mind making an entrance. Yeah. I love making an entrance.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, yeah, because I think a lot of people see the outside of me, they just automatically assume
know you. There was this one time at an event, I'm like spilling all the tea right now about all my fucking bad interactions at events. But
tell me
this one girl, we were sitting at a table, first time I met her, she introduced herself, I introduced myself, she was telling me like everything that she was up to for that entire week. Didn't ask about me. Didn't ask about when I started like content creating, which is, I guess, what you do. Like, oh, when did you start? Oh, I started that. Like, you ask each other questions that. You know, like
you have a normal conversation,
interaction.
Yeah.
And she was just showing me pictures about like what she's been up to. I'm like, but girl, you didn't ask one question about me.
Yeah, no.
Like, I won't talk about myself unless you ask me a question.
Yeah.
And she just kept going, and I'm like, I'm gonna go get a drink.
Yeah,
get a drink, and I didn't go back because I'm like, clearly you don't give a fuck.
No,
good on that. I'm good off that.
And like people that like I've met creators, I guess isn't it a T, where like they only talk about themselves in like such a high like they're like praising themselves and you're just like standing there or sitting there and you're just like, oh. Like, oh my god, wow, that's amazing. Wow.
And it's like, you've also done crazy ass shit too. Like, you can fucking go off on
them. But
we're just not like that.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to sit there and be like, oh my God, that's like, if I'm saying, oh my God, that's amazing, like 500 times, like, I'm not really in this conversation.
You know what my thing is? It's, that's crazy. Yeah. That's what I say when I'm not there.
Yeah.
If I say that, I'm gone. I'm in another planet. I'm imagining something else right now.
No, literally, because that's just like my little mechanism. I'm just like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. And I just like go somewhere else. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know how, I don't know. I feel like those are just creators that like, they're just coworkers to me. You know what I mean? They're never going to be part of like a friend group.
No.
A close friend group.
No.
Anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. They're just always going to be like, they're just another coworker to me.
Yeah.
Because when I look at my friends and when I look at like my close friends that are creators, like those are people that like actually ask me like how my day is going.
Yeah.
Or like check we actually have you. A full conversation. Yeah. It's not like, oh my God, I just did this. Mm-hmm. Anyways, bye. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, like, how's it going? I saw you haven't posted in like 3 days. Like, what's going on? Are you good? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you're a friend.
Yeah.
You're a friend, creator. You're not just a coworker.
Yeah.
But like, when I see creators like that, specifically coworker.
Yeah. Like, and there's so much fake people. Like, it's fucked. Like, have you ever gotten like the people that like just text you randomly and they're like, hey, do you have the contact for blah, blah, blah?
Like, it's so loud. Like, it's...
And it's like, you can try at least I can to be like, off, hey, how are you?
I can go off about this topic.
Go off.
Because, like...
It's fucked.
I am a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
I will... I'm a creator's creator, I guess. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck that name is. Whatever the word is. Like, if you want to contact, here you go. You know what? Because at the end of the day...
We're all trying to help each other.
Yeah. And, like, I can give you the contact. It's just up to what you do with it next.
Yeah.
Either you reach out... Your reach out is good. If it's bad, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you do what you need to do after I give you the contact.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you deal with it. But if you're only talking to me and messaging me for a contact, like, at one point, I'm going to get, like, my, as I said, my Scorpio side Scorpio's only comes out, like, very, like, it'll come out.
She picks and chooses her moments.
I pick and choose, yes. Because, like, now that, like, the older I get, I'm just like, I need to really calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is not good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I will pick and choose. And so if you're constantly messaging me and you're like, oh my God, hey, what's the contact for this?
Yeah.
But it's like, I've never seen you fucking engage on my post, talk to me, like any of my shit. But then the only thing you want to know is where the fuck I got that contact. Like, I'm going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't know. Or I'm gonna leave it blank.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna like
not answer
it. Uh-huh. Pretend like I never saw it. Like, oops, my bad. Went to my like spam.
Went to my junk folder.
But like, yeah, it's gonna come to a point. But like, there are so many people that do that, and like, you know what? Like at one point, I will stop like giving out the contact. But like. Right now, like, if you are engaging and you are, like, actually talking to me at these events and stuff like that, yeah, sure, here's the fucking contact. Here you go, right?
Yeah,
but, there are so many people that just are, they're social climbers. And, like, I've personally dealt with one, and obviously we're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've had, like, a person or, like, I mean, this is, like, huge tea, but I think the whole industry already knows she's a fucking social climber.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there are so many people that, like, do that. And, like, I was personally, like, affected by it because I think that was, like, my first time sort of, like, going through it. Or, like, I guess, like, first time really seeing it, right? So then I, like, let her in into, like, all my things in terms of, like, I invited her to all these events and then I sent her all these like emails and it's like, I worked hard to get all those emails. Cause at one point I was doing it all by myself. Right.
Yeah.
When I was with my two agencies, like this was like, I already like did what I had to do in terms of like putting my name out there before I went to these agencies. So it's like, I worked really hard to get a lot of these contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, this like specific social climber, I guess.
Would I know her?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
You wouldn't know her. I'm pretty sure because she doesn't even live in Canada anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she moved to the States. So, for good reason. Nobody here. Anyways, everybody knows who I'm going to be talking about.
Really?
Right now. It's very obvious. Yeah.
Can you say the name?
I'm crying. I think we still follow each other on Instagram, which is very awkward to me because this year I was like, I should really delete the people or like, make those people unfollow me.
Yeah.
You mean, I guess you could like delete
remove
a follower.
Them. Yeah.
Remove them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I should probably remove this girl.
Yeah.
But like, it's also really fun to see like, cause I have her, I've muted her for like a year and a half.
Damn.
So I haven't seen her posts or any, like I don't go on her page. Like once you're out of my life and once you've like done me dirty, you're done to me. You're done. I don't look at your page. I don't look at anything. Like you're muted. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, but it's just also really fun to see like, oh my God, I just posted this ad and who's the first person to see it? It's her, right? So it's just like, that part's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, do I just want to remove this follower and just like let it beep? So I don't know.
What happened? Like she kept texting you for contacts?
I mean, like, texting me, we would hang out and stuff like that. I'd bring her everywhere. And she was just a social climber. She did that to a lot of people. And like,
She kind of just ghosted you? Is that what happened? She like was like, yeah, bye.
It wasn't that she ghosted me. It's just like we gradually fell. Mm. Like we just gradually like stopped talking to each other because like I realized what kind of person she was. And like, it was just always like things, like she always wanted something for herself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I felt, I don't know, once you start feeling used, you're just like, I'm just going to back up for a second because like, I don't like this feeling.
Yeah.
And so once I realized that feeling, I was like, I'm going to go, you know? And like, so we just slowly drifted apart and I kind of like how that works in terms of like, if I don't like I don't mind confrontation, obviously. Like if confrontation is like a whole,
I hate confrontation.
I don't mind it.
I'm scared.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But like, I prefer not to like go through confrontation, obviously. Yeah. But then like, if I go through it, whatever, I like try to build up my balls and like,
I start shaking.
Really? Okay. I think it depends on like the situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and like if I did something like shitty, I'm going to be fucking like, fuck. Like, like, and shake and stuff like that. And like try to confront them. And like, I guess like try to be the bigger person. I think that's what scares me.
Yeah.
But I'll still do it because I think like growing up, I realized like that's what's helped me like doing, like going through setting these confrontations.
Boundaries,
Yeah, and so I think, like, when it comes to, like, specific, like, friendships, like, ending, I guess, or, like, that, like, I prefer, like, the drift apart.
Yeah.
It just works out better because it's, like, I didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. Yeah. We just, like, gradually.
Those are the best.
Drifted apart.
Yeah.
Did I talk? Did I tell her, like, what she did to me to, like, other creators? Yes. And did she do the same thing to other creators? Yes. So it's, like, we all bonded over that. But, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty shitty feeling for like someone to like social climb and always ask you for shit.
Yeah.
And then like they just never kind of help you in return. And so now I think that's why in this industry now I'm just so like
selective.
Very selective.
Yeah.
Very selective. It's like I'll go to these events. Hi, bye. Oh my God. It's so good to see you. Oh my God. Looks great. Anyways,
Yeah. You honestly can't trust anyone.
Yeah. And it's like,
which sucks though,
because it's like you thought you would come into this industry and like try to be like more open about it. And like, we're all doing the same fucking shit. Like we're all on
the same internet. Team.
Yeah. Literally. And it's like, you think we'd all try to understand each other and like help each other, but like, it's not like that
at
all. And so you just gotta like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Find your own sort of balance and what works for you. And you know, be with people and surround yourself with people that like get that
get
vibe
you.
And
yeah,
get that energy. Sure. And like, that's it.
Yeah.
But literally.
And I feel like, you know, right off the bat, like,
oh,
when I meet someone, I'm like, I like you or I fucking don't like you.
Honestly, it's our sixth.
It's the gut feeling.
Yeah, literally the gut feeling. Like if right away, if you tell me like, oh my God, what's your name? Like gut feeling. Yeah, I don't like you. Like, I've been not liking you.
Unfortunately. So yeah.
Why am I coming near you? I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no. As soon as I get that gut feeling, like, you know what? I'm vibing with this person. And I think, like, I get, like, good intentions. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge, like, energy person. Mm-hmm. So it's, if I get good energy from something, someone, done, you know? But, like, if I'm, like, hesitant.
If you're questioning it.
Yeah, if I'm questioning
it. It's always right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, your gut feeling is always right. And sometimes I go back, I'm like, but no, like, they did this. They gave me this contact. Like,
No. No.
It's always fucking right.
Yeah, no. And I feel like that's like you just, like, kind of, like, defending that person. It's like, oh, but they did this.
Yeah.
But it's like, no buts. No buts. Like, yes.
Yeah.
If it's a yes, it's a yes. If it's a no, it's a no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think now I'm very selective with, I know I'm very selective with people, with creators, with friends, just friends that are not creators as well, too. Very selective too.
Yeah. It's good to be though.
Yeah. Cause I feel like, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Like non-creator friends is just like very selective. Cause as soon as you become a creator, you get a lot of free shit and the free shit's really good. And honestly, thank God for, like, knock on wood.
I know.
Hopefully we continue to get that free good shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you notice.
Everyone starts coming to you. Hey, it's how, like, have you been?
Hey, like.
Girl, get the fuck, like, out of my face.
Hey, so I got a small business. And
yeah. Girl. Like, no. Bruh. Let me pull up the screenshots of when you were fucking harassing me.
Oh, literally.
Let me show you.
Yeah. Like, or like, You haven't no, kept, you haven't talked to me in like years. What is going on? Yeah, no. Those also selective, very selective now. So it's just like, I will talk to you. If honestly, if I get a good energy, if I know, like, I'm not talking to you. I'm not responding. I'm not.
It sucks though, because it's like, you don't know if people are like, it's hard to make new friends because you're like, you don't know if people are using you for like your clout or like your, like, you know, it's so fucking hard. And I'm like, I love being, the one thing about me is I'm open to a lot of people. Like, I will spill everything to people, which is not a good thing, but it's like, that's just who I am. Like, I love, if you're my friend, I'm gonna fucking tell you everything about my life. So, but I've learned now in this industry, you can't, because people are gonna use it against you.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But definitely. So I've had to like adjust like my, like how I am, which is sad because I'm like, I'm not even being my true self. Like, you know?
Yeah. I feel like, sorry, I lost my train of thought. No, I also kind of dazed off for a second.
Yeah.
Because that's distracting me because I see her from the reflection. And I'm like, woo.
So tell me about like your most rewarding brand deal or collab or like brand trip. I know you worked with Tiffany & Co. Tell me the tea about that. I feel like that's a fucking huge moment.
Yeah, the shoot was it literally started at 9 p.m. because it was after like mall hours because we needed to shoot inside the store.
Okay.
And it was honestly the coolest experience I have ever had.
Yeah.
This is actually my second time doing like a magazine issue. Mm-hmm. So like to see it, like, cause I worked with Fashion Canada before for Levi's. And so that was my first.
Yeah.
And so to see like the whole process of like hair or makeup, how it works.
That's so fun.
And like, that's shit that I like doing, you know, it's like, I like going out of my way and like, you know, doing these creative projects and like, you know, getting a hair and makeup team and like getting a photographer, videographer. Like I do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been doing that. So it's like to see it from like a magazine perspective, I was like, this is so cool.
That's
so it's
dope.
Like that, the Tiffany campaign, that was insane. And like, yeah, I literally framed it when I have my own office, it will be right there front center. Cause I kind of just want to remind myself, like every time I think like, oh my God, like, Instagram inspiration, I haven't posted, blah blah blah, it's like, Sarah, look, you did that.
Yeah,
like you can do it.
Yeah,
you literally just have to like not give up, and good things do, like, and as I said, like I'm a huge believer in like karma and stuff like that. Like if you are good to people and good to the universe, it will come back to you. So it's like,
tenfold,
I think that was
too. Yeah,
yeah, and I think that was like my little sign of like, fuck, you were so good.
Was that your favorite deal you've done or campaign? The Tiffany one?
Yeah.
That's a dream, dude.
That was insane because
like I saw that and I'm like, what
the? I still couldn't even believe it. Like they were
like, that's cuckoo.
Part of the like the concept for like the video was they were like, oh, you have to be like surprised and like be in awe that like you're in a Tiffany store by yourself. My girl, trust me, I got that down. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm already
surprised.
You don't
surprised. Have to act. You don't have to fucking
It was
act.
Genuinely, I was genuinely surprised. I like walked in, I'm like, oh, diamonds. Yeah. And then I'm like, and then you're putting me in diamonds as well too. Done.
Yeah.
Like you, like, oh my of God. Course I'm surprised. Yeah. So that was like the highlight because of my career. Cause I feel like
it's a huge moment. Yeah.
That was a huge moment because I started with like I tried, you know, like I went to this pop-up, I got a photographer, who's also my really good friend as well too. She took amazing, beautiful photos and I showed them like, hey, this is what I can do. Like if you just give me that opportunity, I can guarantee you I can do something really, really cool.
Yeah.
And like it happened. So it's just like,
I love that.
Put yourself out there, go do the creative projects. Like if you have an idea, go for it. And like, show them, like don't not show them, show them, and like they'll have you in their radar at one point, and it will come. You just have to be patient.
I'm sure they thought of you right when they fucking were doing that campaign. They're like, oh wait, I remember this.
Yeah,
especially because she was your manager, right?
Yes, yeah. And so, no favoritism, obviously, but like I think like we have a good relationship,
of course,
you know, and like I love her. She's so real. Like the fact that like she was my manager, and she's like, oh, you have an event at like 12 p.m. while I'm still clocked in from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
She's like, go for it. You don't have to clock out.
Oh, I love that.
You're good. Like,
shout out. What's her name? Kyla?
Kyla.
Shout out, Kyla.
Kyla. Yo. She's so good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was insane.
Do you think the fashion space has done enough to represent diverse voices? What's your take on that?
I think so.
Okay.
But I think that, yeah, they also, yeah, I think they look at followers, but I think they also look at like your page,
yeah,
as well too, which sucks in terms of like this is the specific niche I'm going for, but this is like what I'm trying to, I think that's why I'm also trying to go for it, because I want to like show that you can look like me and also like do this niche.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't mind doing it. I know it's a very specific niche and it's a very tough niche because like that's like a whole different thing. But it's like, yeah, I think when it comes to like fashion, they always just kind of have a check mark and they're never really like going, they're never really like actually researching, which kind of sucks. So yeah, I mean like love Huda Beauty. That was, love her, love the products. But like that Ube product that she just came out with, they just had like one Filipino creator. And I think she's like half, I don't actually know. I think she's Filipino.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's like half or anything, but it's like, that made no sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just like, we could be so much better.
Yeah.
But it's like, why are we not? It's like, we have all the resources and we have all the knowledge and it's like, there's not a shortage of creators.
Yeah, no.
There's so many of us and there's so many different like colors. It's just like, why are they so picky and choosy about like,
yeah,
who they work for or who they want and stuff like that. And it's, that also has to go with like a lot of these like agencies as well too. They always go over like the same creators.
Same face. The same face. Same features.
And it's just like, okay, like I don't have blonde hair. So it's like this hair product ain't going to work for me. Like I have a whole different, like, show me like a product being used by someone like me and I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're going to show me the same person, like I'm not going to buy it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like makeup works different on me. Skincare works different on me. Hair works different on me. So it's like put more people that look like me in front of the page. Like, but they don't. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You think we're starting to kind of like go in the right direction or do you think like not really?
I think we're trying.
Okay.
I think we're trying and I'm hopeful for it, but like,
I think we're trying to, I just don't think we're trying hard enough. Like,
I don't think we're trying hard enough.
Like, I feel like they're just doing it to like make it seem like they are thinking about everyone, but they're but
like,
really not.
Yeah, they're really not. Like, like that Tarte trip, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you got a bunch of Black creators. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so many more different races. Like, there's a bajillion countries. Like, come on. Like, you really have to do your research and like actually like search up people and like, I don't know. It also, to go to that topic as well too, I think like, well, I don't know if this is the same topic, but side topic, but like these brands also just, because they work with like the same creators, it's like these creators don't even actually use the product, but it's like, there are people like me that actually use the product. So it's like, why not just work with the creators that you, you know what I mean? But like they don't. So, but I think, they're trying, but are they trying hard enough? Yeah. No, they're not. No. They're really not.
Yeah. I want to talk about high fashion. High fashion, they genuinely exclude a certain body type. Do you feel any pressure to challenge those norms?
Yeah, I think they should just like accept everyone.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think like in terms of like, obviously like my body type, I like to say I'm just like average. I'm not like super skinny or some like I just think I don't work out or anything. I try to eat right and that's what I just do. And but like, do I want to see more, like do I get excited when I see like brands working with like different body types? Yeah, 100%, because I feel like they're listening and they're learning. You know what I mean? Like the Victoria's Secret fashion show, okay, that they got canceled like years ago because they were not inclusive. Were they inclusive this year? I mean, like a little bit. But like,
I didn't even watch it. Oh, was it different than
apparently this year? I mean, honestly, this year was, it was, I mean, I liked it.
Yeah.
But I think like compared to like OG Victoria's Secret fashion shows, I think it was like very different because they like kept it very minimal.
Right.
And like, I don't know. They also had like Alex Consani, who's trans. She's a transgender like model.
Okay.
And so it's like, I think they're listening and they're learning. Right. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like,
yeah.
Do I think, I mean, I just get excited when I see like different body types on, or different body types, like, or like fashion brands working with creators that are different body types, because I just think, like, you know what, you get it.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is. We're in the world, we're in the influencer world. So, but before we end it off, I want you to give any advice that you have for anyone that's starting content or they're aspiring to be like a content creator. Like, what would you tell them? Honestly, or what would you even tell yourself like a few years ago?
I'd say just go for it.
Yeah.
I feel like don't get caught up in anything. Like, don't get caught up in like the comments. Don't get caught up in like other creators. Don't get caught up in like what people are saying. Just like, honestly, post and do what makes you feel happy and like just do it. 'Cause like, you never know the outcome. And it's like a great example. Like, you know, one day you made your video about your breakup and look where you are now. So it's just like, keep doing what you feel like is best. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to start content creation, start it. Mm-hmm. If you want to start filming your life, film it, right? There's always going to be someone like there that there's always going to be an audience that supports you, and there's going to be people that relate to you, and just go for it. Because you never really know the outcome. Like, did I know, like, years ago, like, if I told myself, like, just, and I kept posting and I kept going, and this is where I am today. But, like, if I told myself, like, I don't know, like, 6 years ago, like, Sarah, one day, like, this post from your bedroom is going to go, like, you're going to be working with Tiffany at a magazine, I'm going to be like,
yeah,
what the fuck? So, okay, I'm going to keep, like, I'm not going to take that little break that I did, because like, every now and then I do take breaks. But like, if I, you know what I mean? So it's just like, keep going and keep posting and do what makes you happy. Because I'm a huge believer in like, I'm just going to post what makes me feel right.
Yeah.
And just do it. And like, don't be afraid to like, I don't know. Because I know when you are starting new, like, people that follow you originally, like, that are non-content creators, going to be like, oh, what are they doing? Like, that's so cringe. But like, just keep going, because you never know. You could be like the next fucking Alex Earl and make a bajillion dollars a year. So
I love that.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period. That's a great way to end it off.
Is it? Okay, cute.
Well, guys, that is it for this episode. Thank you, Sarah, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This is amazing. I will see you guys in the next one.